Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A Kodiak grand jury indicted 16-year-old Kavik Schoenberg on Thursday, December 12th, on 4 counts of assault in the first degree and 7 counts of assault in the third degree. The charges arose from a November 9th incident this year that resulted in burn injuries to 11 teenagers at White Sands Beach, just north of the city of Kodiak. At that time, approximately 20 to 40 teenagers were at a party at White Sands Beach when Schoenberg is alleged to have placed a 55-gallon drum of fuel in a fire, causing a large explosion. 11 juveniles at the party sustained injuries due to the explosion, including 5 who were medevaced to Anchorage area hospitals with moderate injuries. Some of the injured are still being treated for burns in Anchorage. At around 6 p.m. on Sunday, November 10th, state troopers arrested Schoenberg, and he was remanded to the Division of Juvenile Justice custody. These charges are only allegations against Schoenberg. He is presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. The case was investigated by the Alaska State Troopers and is being prosecuted by Kodiak District Attorney William Vitkus. Schoenberg is set to be arraigned on December 16th. Last week, the Joint Legislative Task Force on Evaluating Alaska's Seafood Industry held its 4th round of meetings to continue discussing issues affecting the state's seafood industry. The task force was created through the Senate Concurrent Resolution 10 during the prior legislative session and has previously met over 2-day sessions in September, October, and November. On Tuesday, the task force heard from many small-scale fish processors, harbor masters, and the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, who highlighted the challenges facing their sectors, such as labor costs have increased by 50%, compounding the inflation and high interest rates. Small processors are struggling to secure PAC loans, which are vital for financing inventory and operations. And economic disaster loans from the COVID-19 pandemic placed blanket liens on assets, in turn restricting access to additional funding sources. Then on Wednesday, the task force continued discussions with the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, IDEA, AvTech, and the University of Alaska's Alaska Sea Grant Program, which highlighted struggles to effectively reach high school students and support staff, such as guidance counselors, to promote vocational education and career pathways. Workforce development limitations include aging facilities and equipment and struggles to recruit and retain instructors in specialized programs, and fishermen disaster funds take years to process, causing further financial stress and limited access to federal dollars for modernization of infrastructure development. The task force plans to hold its next and possibly final round of meetings in Anchorage on January 9th and 10th before providing recommendations to the 34th Alaska Legislature, which begins on January 21st. A business in Sterling was burglarized over the weekend, and Alaska State Troopers are now asking for the public's help in finding the person responsible. According to the Department of Public Safety dispatch on the incident, Alaska State Troopers responded to a burglary at Bing Brown's liquor store in Sterling on Sunday, December 15th, just before 3 a.m. The investigation revealed that roughly an hour earlier, just before 2 o'clock in the morning, an unidentified masked male gained entry into the business by breaking through a glass door before fleeing with store merchandise. The troopers are asking anyone with information regarding this incident to contact the Alaska State Troopers at 907-262-4453. You can also make anonymous reports by phone or online at dps.alaska.gov/AST/crime report. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.